This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane. And now we'll turn from food to music. You can hear all sorts of different musical ingredients in the work of Bridget Boyle. In the mix is everything from Eastern European harmonies to Balkan brass bands to pop rock. You can hear all those influences, plus a little country western twang on Boyle's new solo album, The Parts Interior. For this episode of Bay Area Beats, I caught up with her to hear about how she found her voice.
What kind of sound do you make tonight? Oh, oh. As you lie down for rest in peace, when the
I come from a rich background, I guess you could say. I've spent a lot of time doing music from Eastern Europe in the context of Kitka Women's Vocal Ensemble and Brass Menagerie Balkan Brass Band. And I also have a trio now called True Life Trio. But the other part of me is a singer-songwriter, and I've been writing since I was probably about 12 years old.
But how did your life?
The other major influence is my mother, who is a country singer-songwriter. Her name is Karen Tobin. I started singing backup for her when I was like 6 years old.
She's like a child with the wind wrapped all around her.
And then I actually heard Kitka's music for the first time, and I think my whole life exploded. Like, my heart opened up, and I couldn't stop listening to them. And I was so intrigued by the vocal qualities, the harmonies, the language, all of it. Like, something spoke to me on a really deep level. My voice all of a sudden made sense to me. When I sing music from Eastern Europe, I'm singing the words of other people and in languages that I don't understand, I don't speak. Of course, I know what the translations are of the songs that I'm singing, but in the case of my own album and the shows that I'm doing on my own, it's my story. It's something that I can absolutely, without a doubt, stand behind and be really honest in and really vulnerable. The song is called Under Repair, and it's a brand new song that is basically about my heart.
Some days I feel like I am redrawing my life. I found a lovely blank sheet and crawled out from under.
A couple years ago, I stopped drinking and stopped smoking weed and became sober because I used to kind of write or like get into doing music through like being intoxicated. Once I got sober and started like making music sober, I realized that what I was missing was like self-love.
It's under repairs, it's cracked, so handle with care, I hand it over.
I definitely feel like I've found a lot more space for myself, because I don't waste as many hours, like, not being here. There's some sort of openness to being a singer, and I do think that the vulnerability is really what draws people to singers. Singing speaks to something so deep in all of us as humans. And the thing is that any human can sing, really, when it comes right down to it. I mean, I've heard tons of people say, oh, I don't sing, I can't sing, I'm tone deaf, da, da, da. I don't buy it, you know? I feel like every person in some way can be a singer, you know, and can tell their story, even if it's just like singing along with the radio or like singing in the shower or whatever. You know, I think there's something really human about it and really simple.
La, la, la.